You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The leader of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church has appealed to the international community to take action and stop the continuing violence in eastern Ukraine. This week, a ceasefire between Ukrainian troops and Russian-backed separatists came into effect. But the head of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe says violations are already occurring. The conflict, which started in April 2014, has killed some 10,000 people and displaced hundreds of thousands from their homes. 3.8 million people are estimated to be in need of humanitarian assistance. Speaking to Vatican Radio, His Beatitude is Vyacheslav Shevchuk, Patriarch of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church, said that Europe must not allow the humanitarian emergency unfolding at its heart to go unnoticed. Archbishop Shevchuk highlighted in particular the plight of three groups whom he said the international community should be concerned about. The some 200,000 people, including many elderly persons and families, who are trapped in the so-called grey zone on the border of the occupied territory, which has been under constant bombardment for the past 3 years. Those who are caught in the occupied territory and who are unable to receive any international humanitarian aid, and the hundreds of thousands of displaced persons, as many as 2 million who have sought refuge in central and western Ukraine and have only the local struggling Caritas branch to turn to for help. In particular, Shevchuk commented on a recent UNICEF appeal for over 1 million children in need of assistance in eastern Ukraine.
La sofferenza di 1 milione di bambini è la sofferenza degli innocenti.
The suffering of 1 million children is the suffering of the innocent, he said. And the fact that the church must give voice to the voiceless is what leads me to make an appeal to the international community to do everything possible to end hostilities. Decrying the fact that some 19,000 children are in constant danger of death and injury from mines and other explosive devices purposefully scattered across the ground, Shevchuk said, "We know there can be no military solution to the conflict in Ukraine. That's why I appeal for continuing diplomatic efforts for a ceasefire."
Io chiedo che la comunità internazionale continui gli sforzi per far cessare il fuoco.
Archbishop Shevchuk concluded saying, "Pope Francis is constantly informed on the situation and that the Apostolic Nuncio travels often to the area." He said that everyone hopes and prays that perhaps the Pope himself will be able to accept a standing invitation to visit one day. I'm Linda Bordoni.